A word for you from Exodus chapter 10, verses 8 to 10. So Moses and Aaron were brought back to Pharaoh, and he said to them, "Go serve the Lord your God." "But which ones are to go?" Moses said, "We will go with our old and our young. We will go with our sons and daughters, and with our flocks and herds, for we must hold a feast to the Lord." But he said to them, "The Lord be with you, if ever I let you and your little ones go. Look, you have some evil purpose in mind." Well, here is another miserable excuse by Pharaoh, whose heart was hard. Pharaoh had hardened it. God had hardened it even more. He would not let the people of God go until God forced him to, and that was to come a bit later with some of the later plagues. There had been terrible plagues, great suffering in Egypt, and all the people of Egypt knew. All the servants of Pharaoh knew, and Pharaoh's own household knew all about it. And yet he hardened his heart again. Previously he had said to Moses, "Yes, you can go, but just don't go too far." We find that in chapter 8. Stay within reason, stay within the borders of Egypt when you go and serve your God. But God had demanded that they leave Egypt completely. And so here Pharaoh tries another trick. Yes, you can go. The men can go and worship God, but leave your wives and your children. So typical of the devil's technique, he wants to break up families. He wants fathers not to be with their children and with his wife in church. He wants to keep men out of church. In this case, the men could worship, but the wives and children not. Whatever it is, remember that God, when he comes into your family, he wants to bless your whole family. Satan wants to leave some out. Remember that after the revival in the New Testament with the first church, that God saved them in families. Remember to mention a name and say he and his whole household were baptized and they all became Christians. But here, Pharaoh he regarded himself as being very tolerant. "I'm agreeing, you can go and worship your God, even if I don't believe in him, but just leave the wives and children behind." Are you including everyone in your family in the worship of the living God?